This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Warren. And can you believe they invited us back for a second go?
For a second one.
Yeah.
They were game.
Well, they're silly. That's all I can say.
How are you today?
I've got the bit of a flu. I've been trying to recover. So if I'm sounding all sexy and husky, it's not a put on. It's natural.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Because I wasn't feeling the best either. And I reckon because we went out last weekend, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a woman coughing behind us.
The whole world is full of coughers.
She was coughing. I don't know what was coming up. But something horrible was. I reckon that's where we got it from.
Yeah, I thought there was like a rain machine behind us. I thought there was better.
But I've made us something.
Yes, I can smell it from here and I can see it dribbling down your chin. What is it?
It's a turmeric and ginger juice.
It smells. And it's disgusting. It smells. Look, I'm going to say thank you for the present. It's very nice. But in future, presents are either diamonds or shoes.
Okay.
And if you can get shoes with diamonds, I'd be happier. But this smelly orange brown stuff,
no thank you. It's meant to make us feel better. So just try it. It might be good.
Last Friday night, went and saw Grease.
We did. Would you call it Grease the musical or was it the production or...?
I think it was meant to be called Spectacular.
Grease.
With a little S. There was no big S in that spectacular. It was very little.
It was very little. But there were lots of little kids running around the outside of it, I must admit. And they were a good distraction.
500 little dancing children. Overzealous, weren't they? They're the best bits.
And it was opening night, so I think you were saying that most of the people watching were the parents, which would be great to see your kid performing in such a big production. But look, you know, I'm always going to be honest on air. I loved the movie.
Well, who didn't? I mean, it's a classic.
It was a
good
classic.
Good girl going bad, or is it bad girl goes good? Oh, I mean, she did something, didn't she?
Could be either way.
Yeah.
But Courtney Act was good in it, though, wasn't she?
Really?
Yeah.
Because I spent the whole time, like, I knew she was coming teenager, so I'm looking up on the ceiling thinking she's going to fly in and come on. Oh, no, no, no. The doors open at the end of the stage and she struts down in a pair of wings. Courtney, we've seen that on RuPaul.
She was very good, though, I must admit. I liked her voice was great. She did a really good job. One thing, though, that confused me, Tom, the songs weren't in the right order. Now, if you know, Grease is the sort of movie that you've watched and you know the songs, you know when they're coming up, you know what to sing, but they were all wrong.
But that's the stage play. The stage play is different to the movie, which cause kind of made me laugh there. There was 1 minute there, was it Andy? We turned around and looked and he's singing Born to Head Job. We're going, it's Born to Hand Job. Warren, that was terrible.
It sounded like it, though.
It was the production value. We're very sorry.
It did. And there was a cardboard car.
That was the best. The cardboard car that they pushed out onto stage that had all the Christmas lights going.
Yeah.
You know, Sunshine High School couldn't have done better at a spectacular at school.
It was really good, but unfortunately it did leave us sick because that woman was coughing behind us. But overall, look, it was a fun night. I can't believe the amount of attention you got, though, from all these people going, oh, my goodness, it's Tom from Gogglebox.
Well,
it was great.
It was good. We had a good night.
We did have a good night. Tom, you're the king of reality TV.
Well, I've been made to watch a lot of really bad reality TV.
So what's Bachelor in Paradise?
Oh, you have no idea.
No.
So it's basically all the losers from all the other series of Bachelor and Bachelorette all come to an island so they can date each other.
So it's recycling.
Well, loser island. Yeah, recycled island. That's
recycled
all okay.
Island.
So basically it's a bunch of boring losers that sit around and talk about their boring lives. It's great TV.
So why do people watch it then?
Well, because, you look, they got me this time. We've talked about this before. So I've stopped watching The Island, but they got me going. They were going to show there was going to be a lesbian kiss. We're going to have our first LGBTI kiss on reality TV.
Because it's in a bit of trouble, the program, because they were teasing audiences with a clip of bisexual contestant Megan Marks kissing a brunette with long hair.
See, Megan was from an original series trying to date a boy, didn't work, and then she hooked up with one of the other bachelorettes. And they went on and, yeah.
So she says, apparently in the promo, she says, she's absolutely gorgeous, she's definitely my type of girl. And while that plays, there's footage of a fellow contestant, Laura Merger, being played as well. And that's when it cut to a steamy hot tub kiss.
And all you see was the back of the head with the long dark hair.
Yeah, so you look and it looks like two girls in the hot tub.
So this is queer baiting to the extreme. I've got nothing wrong with catfishing. I think that's great. You know, fake profile pictures. I've got nothing wrong with sending, you know, the African prince sending me emails to help him get his money out of there. No problems. But don't queerbait me, Channel 10.
Because it wasn't a girl with long hair.
No, it was a Canadian hottie.
Thomas. So they tried it as though we're some sort of object that, oh my goodness, this is strange because she's in the hot tub with a girl.
Yep. Twitter went wild.
Did
Twitter
they?
Went wild. Channel 10, you're in a lot of trouble. I mean, that's something I'd expect Koshy to do from Seven. Not, you know.
You know what, if you want to see the clip, it's been posted on our Facebook page. You can search Tom and Warren on Joy. Andy has put it up for you to have a look at. But I reckon that's really bad. So they look in, oh my goodness, there's two girls in the hot tub just to hook viewers in.
Just to hook you in.
Did you see Roseanne Barr's back after 29 years?
I did see that. She's trying to reinvent herself. I mean, they were still the overweight, loudmouth people they were to start with, but she's reinventing herself.
She's reinventing herself as another loudmouth humour. Same couch?
More than likely, yeah.
Same sister, same husband.
I believe it's all the same people in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it the first time around. I'm pretty sad. I didn't get the whole screaming and yelling and carrying on. I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it either. I tell you something that I didn't watch was Dynasty.
I love Dynasty.
I didn't watch it, but I've watched the new series. How good is that?
Well, I haven't watched the new one. See, I go back to the original. You're not going to beat Joan Collins. No, she was the best. And was it Linda Evans who used to play Crystal? Oh, they were my favourite.
So I never watched it. So is the new one is still based on the original one, is it? Because I've only seen the new
no
one.
No idea. I haven't seen it. I'm going
to
have to.
I have to watch the original and you've got to watch the new one.
Correct. See, I'm so old-fashioned. I still like the good old Adam West Batman. I'm not into the new ones. You know, I want the good old Christopher Reeve as Superman. Take me back to the 90s.
You want the original one.
It's like the millennium never happened. Don't you think? It's like we just these 18 years we just went over.
This is blank.
Yeah. What is it? You see all these people getting out now in double denim. I even saw a tradie in a mullet. I mean, what's going on? It's like we missed the whole millennium.
It's gone. We're frozen. We're going back in time. Tom, you're not well this morning.
No, I'm kind of trying to hold off a loogie cold.
You're not feeling good at all. No. You just took some tablets.
Yeah,
I'm assuming
some medication.
It's just a painkiller.
Well, I mean, that's why I offered it. If it wasn't a painkiller, I don't share my drugs.
I'm worried, though. I'm worried that you may no longer be gay.
Oh, really?
Yep, absolutely. Because this guy claims he's dumped his girlfriend and he's now gay after taking drugs to ease the pain of a broken foot.
Oh, I saw this article. So this is this guy that reckons he took a Panadol
and
it sent him straight.
Yep, Scott Purdy.
Oh, no, it sent him gay.
He identified as a heterosexual before his go-karting accident, and the 23-year-old claims he quickly went off women and ended things with his girlfriend of 6 months after being prescribed a drug earlier this year.
Wow, that's pretty scary.
He says he soon realised he fancied men and began to identify as a homosexual, blaming the drug. And he says, I noticed my libido for women had gone and I was wanting male attention.
Wow.
Yep, that's right. He was with a girlfriend. He'd been with her for around 6 months. And he says he was never interested in men before he took this tablet.
See, I'm going to doubt this very much because there was a photo of him in the news article. And if you go and have a look, he's sitting there with his girlfriend in the most hottest pink shirt I've ever seen. Lips pursed. I'm going to tell you what, he liked dick way before he took that medication.
I reckon too. So you're not feeling anything, are you? There's no change or anything?
No. Look, these are going to happen. There's no way in hell. Look, they spent 12 years at a Catholic education. My dad tried for 15 years. They ain't belting the gay out of me.
Okay. Yeah. So we're safe.
We're safe.
Did you see Barbara Streisand's cloned her dogs?
I did.
Her dog?
That just shows she's got way too much money.
I reckon too. In a frank and lengthy interview in Variety earlier this month, Streisand revealed that two of her dogs were clones of a previous dog.
Wow. Would you do that?
No, not at all. No way. I mean, I love my dog, Fuzzy.
But you say not the dog. Where are you going to stop? Now, last time I was in Byron, I saw Chris Hemsworth throw a tissue in the bin. Right. Now, if I got that tissue out, can I clone Chris Hemsworth?
Would you?
And would I legally own him? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. It depends if his DNA is in the
tissue. We need a lawyer.
Tissue.
We need a lawyer in here before I get myself in a lot of trouble.
Streisand said she was so devastated by the loss of dear Samantha. They had 14 years together, which you would be devastated. I get that.
Oh, definitely.
But I think my thing is there's so many unwanted dogs out there.
That's true.
That I'm not so sure whether I would do it. But anyway, she swabbed the dog's mouth.
Yep.
So the dead dog's mouth, and she sent the DNA off somewhere and they cloned her. And four dogs were born from this, whatever they do with the cells.
See, I had no idea. I still thought cloning was illegal. I didn't think you'd be able to do that, but it just shows you money can do anything.
Can do absolutely anything. She kept two of them. She named them Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. And she said, you can clone the look of a dog, but you can't clone the soul.
Ah, so it does have its own personality.
It does have its own personality. So it's not exactly... So it's, you're not going to sort of call its name and it's going to and look at you.
Because we were talking about that the other day with a group of people at dinner and talking about, you know, if you cloned yourself, would you touch yourself up? I mean, is that...
Hang on. So if you cloned yourself...
Yeah. So if I went and got a clone of Tom here and I'm, you know, and if I'm getting action, is it incest or is it masturbation? See, I say masturbation.
That's a modern ethical question, isn't it?
And that we got, who would believe that one day we're actually going to have to talk about that?
But the thing is, you're assuming that you're going to clone and there's going to be this sort of like body that you can just turn into you. So it'll be the same age.
Yeah, I never thought of that, did I?
See? You can't do it. You can't do it.
I just thought you went into one of those machines and I just popped out carbon
maybe,
copy.
And maybe you'll be able to print yourself with 3D printing or something.
Okay.
You can make a doll of yourself.
Now you are getting creepy, Warren.
So on Friday, the 15th of December last year, history was made with the Puppy Farm and Pet Shop Bill officially passing the Victorian Parliament, which meant, as of July this year, it'll be illegal to sell puppies and kittens in pet shops, and for the first time ever, puppy factories will have a cap on them.
Fantastic. And it was a lot of hard work and dedication by the next lady we're going to be speaking with, Deborah from Oscar's Law.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Tom and Warren.
How are you going today?
Good, thank you.
Deborah, what is a puppy factory and how is it different from a breeder?
A puppy factory is a property that's set up to house hundreds of dogs, simply breeding to supply a commercial market. Registered breeders don't have hundreds of dogs. They treat their breeding dogs as family pets. They live in the family home. The puppies are born and raised in a family home and they don't sell to pet shops.
So, Deborah, if we had the law pass last year saying that puppy farms have a cap and they can't be sold in pet shops anymore, so can we relax?
No, we can't. Unfortunately, the Victorian Liberal Party have raised a motion to be debated at state conference to basically sabotage the legislation. They want to remove the cap, which returns us back to the status quo of unlimited number of dogs. So, if the puppy farmer wants to have 200, 500 dogs in a shed, this is what the Liberal Party wants.
And that, I mean, we spent so long there, Deborah, fighting that. And to come through last year was, you know, what a relief and fantastic. It was a stepping stone for it to start spreading out to the rest of the states. The last thing we need is this to be watered down. So what can we all do? Should we be writing our Liberal members?
Absolutely. We lobbied so hard. Look, it's been 20 years for me. And when the legislation passed late last year, it was an incredible victory. And you're right, it's had ripple effects because Western Australian state government will be making an announcement in the coming weeks. They've been watching Victoria very closely. So we'll be fighting to, you know, keep this legislation in place right up through to the Victorian election in November. And I really encourage people to contact your local MP and demand that this legislation stays in place. It's comprehensive and it's an excellent piece of legislation.
Deborah, one of the things that really frustrates me is when you see a pet shop and people are just tapping on the glass at the puppies. Now, I'm assuming not all of them get sold. What happens to them?
Yeah, the ones that don't get sold, they get too big for the shop window. They're usually taken to pounds or shelters, and that's when rescue groups are able to get them out, de-sex them. Usually takes a bit of rehabilitation because these puppies haven't been handled and they've only known a puppy factory and a glass window, and then they're adopted out. But, you know, this is the difference between puppy farms and registered breeders. Registered breeders just don't put their puppies in pet shops because, you know, it's not good for them.
No, they're getting the socialisation, they're interacting with the family, they're learning where to wee and not wee. That's the problem. You go and buy a dog from a pet shop, you take it home, and after 2 days, people want to get rid of it because it's naughty, it's untrained, they've had no love, affection.
Yeah, they have incredible behavioural problems, but also they do have a lot of veterinary issues. We get probably 2 calls a week from people that have brought pet shop puppies that have health problems. They've got, you know, enormous vet bills, and a lot of these people have to go to the Victorian Civil Administrative Tribunal to recoup their vet bills from the pet shop.
From the pet shop. Well, look, Deborah, you know we're 100% behind you. We're not backing down. the Liberal government are going to have their little meetings, the Liberal State Party. Liberal. Is that, yeah, the State Liberal Party. And we're coming after you guys.
Deborah, if someone does want to buy a dog or cat, where's the safest place to go?
We always advocate for adoption, firstly. So rescue groups, pound shelters. If you're looking for a specific breed and a puppy, to contact Dogs Victoria and find a reputable breeder. And always go to the place where the puppy is born, see it interacting with its mum and litter mates, and meet the breeder and ask lots of questions.
Deborah, thanks for chatting to us on Joy. If you want more information, you can head to oscarslaw.org.
And we're also going to see
Thank you so much, guys, at
the dog show. So we'll see you down there, Deborah, in a couple of weeks.
We will. Very excited to be seeing you down there.
So come along to the Oscars Law stand and say hello. Give your support.
Thanks, Deborah.
Thank you.
That's it for us.
Thank you very much for having us again.
Thank you, Tom. We're back next week. If you want to see us on Facebook, you can search Tom and Warren on Joy, or you can follow us on Twitter at Tom and Warren.
We
can
wake up with Tom and Warren Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app, available via podcast at joy.org.au on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.